Holy, this place is holy. Come now and feast on his word. Holy, this place is holy. For this is the house of the Lord. Holy, this place is holy. Come now and feast on his word. Holy, this place is holy. For this is the house of the Lord. Holy, this place is holy. Come now and feast on his word. Holy, this place is holy. For this is the house of the Lord. Holy, this place is holy. Come now and feast on his word. Holy, this place is holy. For this is the house of the Lord. Holy, this place is holy. Come now and feast on his word. Holy, this place is holy. Oh, this is the house of the Lord. Thank you, my God and King. Bless your name. Worship and adore you. Praise you, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God Almighty, praise you. Thank you, my God. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You may be seated. Let's sing chorus number 29, Draw Me Near.
Draw me nearer, Holy Spirit, fill me up by thy power. Give me boldness to spread the good news. Draw me nearer this very hour. Draw me nearer, Holy Spirit. Fill me up by thy power. Give me boldness to spread the good news. Draw me nearer this very hour. Draw me nearer, Holy Spirit. Fill me up by thy power. Give me boldness to spread the good news. Draw me nearer this very hour. Take it all, take it all. What this world can offer me, take it all. 5 years from now, it won't matter anyhow. What this world can offer me, take it all. Take it all. Take it all. What this world can offer me, take it all. In 100 years from now, it won't matter anyhow. What this world can offer me, take it all. Take it all. Take it all. What this world can offer me, take it all. In 100 years from now, it won't matter anyhow. What this world can offer me, take it all. Bless your holy name. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Almighty. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Claudette? Let's sing chorus number 2, Ain't God Good. Well, ain't God good? He's given us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We are to thank Him, love and praise Him a little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Well, ain't God good? He's given us so many blessings undeserving. That what we are to thank Him, love and praise Him a little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Well, ain't God good? He's given us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are to thank Him. Love and praise Him a little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Well, ain't God good? He's given us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank Him. Love and praise Him a little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Cannot tell it all. Cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Cannot tell it all, I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Cannot tell it all, I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. I'm standing firm, I'm standing firm, I'm standing firm on the rock. Rock of my salvation, I shall never be moved from this holy foundation, standing firm. I'm standing firm, standing firm. I'm standing firm, I'm standing firm on the rock.
rock of my salvation. I shall never be moved from this holy foundation. Standing firm, I'm standing firm. Standing firm, I'm standing firm. I'm standing firm on the rock, rock of my salvation. I shall never be moved from this holy foundation. Standing firm, I'm standing firm. Give my Lord and King, bless your name. Glory and honor and praise to you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, my God and King. Bless your name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I heard Christ call, come unto me, come save thine all, and follow me. I'll trust in him who died for me. Oh, praise his name. From sin I'm free. I heard Christ call, come unto me, come leave thine all and follow me. I'll trust in him who died for me. Oh, praise his name. From sin I'm free. I heard Christ call, come unto me. Come leave thine all and follow me. I'll trust in him who died for me. Oh, praise his name. From sin I'm free. Praise your holy name, love and adore you, glory and honor, worship and praise to you, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your holy name, glory, my God.
I too am so thankful to be here today, and I love hearing all the testimonies about this month that we've been in here of Thanksgiving, and I just pray that we can just continue to keep that attitude of gratitude and following in for the rest of the year and into next year. And I just love him so much today, and I'm so thankful he's a miracle worker and he watches out for each one of us. The song we're going to sing tonight is called All Things New, and God can take anything that's wrong in our life and turn it around, and I'm so thankful for that. He is a healer, waymaker, miracle worker, and I love him, and I just ask that you worship with us as we sing. I've heard you can take what's broken and make it whole again. Well, here's the pieces of my heart. What can you do with them? 'Cause I can't hold them all together anymore. So I let them fall, surrender to the Lord.
Make all things new. Make all things new. God of mercy and love, do what only you can do. Make all things new.
Only you can bring such beauty from the depths of all my pain. Only you can take this shattered heart, make it beat again. Oh, you hold us all together in your hands. I surrender all I have and all I am.
You make all things new. You make all things new. God of mercy and love, do it only you can do. Make all things new.
From the ashes, from the dust, I will rise up, rise up. Out of darkness to the light, I will rise up, rise up.
From the ashes, from the dust, I will rise up, rise up. Out of darkness to the light, I will rise up, rise up. You make all things new. You make all things new. God of mercy and love,
do what only you can do.
And make
all things,
you make all things new. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, God Almighty. Lord. There's a river of life flowing out to me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captive free. There's a river of life flowing out to me. There's a river of life flowing out to me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captive free. There's a river of life flowing out to me. There's a river of life flowing out to me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captive free. There's a river of life flowing out to me. There's a river of life flowing out to me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captive free. There's a river of life flowing out to me. There's a river of life flowing out to me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captive free. There's a river of life flowing out to me. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more sorrows there, we are going to see the King. No more sorrows there, we are going to see the King. No more sorrows there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Jesus will be there. We are going to see the King. Jesus will be there. We are going to see the King. Jesus will be there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Bless your name, worship and adore you, my God. Praise you, love and adore you, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God Almighty. Praise God. You may be seated. Can barely see you guys. Praise Him. Let's sing our last chorus tonight before we hear from the Word of God. Chorus number 301, Think About His Love. Think about His love. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace that's brought us through. For as high as heaven's above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Think about His love. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace that's brought us through. For as high as heaven's above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Think about His love. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Think about His love. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Oh God Almighty, praise Your holy name. Love and adore You. Glory to Your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless Your name, my God. Hallelujah. Praise Him. If you'll stand with me tonight for the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Glad to be here this afternoon. Amen. How was your Thanksgiving? I hope it was like ours was. Ours was awesome. Full of peace and joy. Everybody had a good time. And fellowship was awesome. Love to be with God's people. Amen. Beautiful day here in Soldotna, Alaska, at the AAJC Apostolic Assembly of Jesus Christ. It's cold out there, but it's beautiful. And we thank God for the cold and the warm. It's just, this is a wonderful place to live. Thank God for bringing us here. This is one of the nicest places to live in the world. And we're very fortunate we don't have a lot of things up here to the extent that they do down below as far as the bad things go. And I want to thank God for bringing us here. That's another blessing that I don't know if we take it for granted sometimes or not, but this is an awesome place to live. I want to thank God for it tonight. I want to welcome our visitors here tonight and all our live stream folks that are so faithful every week to join us. And we want to welcome you again this afternoon. So join right in. We're just here to learn a little bit more about God, worship Him, and praise Him, and thank Him for all the things He's done for us. Amen. He's an awesome God, and He seems like He never quits blessing. And sometimes I feel like in myself it's undeserved, way undeserved. But I ask Him sometimes, "What do you see in me, Lord?" But He's with His mercy and love, He shows to all of us. It's just it amazes me every day sometimes when I watch how God works things out in my life and other people's lives, and how much He really does love and care about us. Amen. I want to thank God for the wonderful sing inspiration we had Wednesday night. I want to thank all the sound folks, the musicians, the singers, just everything it takes to put that together, but especially the people, because if you don't put your heart and soul into it, God can't move like that, and He did, and that was an awesome move of God's Spirit, and I'm so thankful that He honors every little effort we make. Amen? That was awesome. That really was a wonderful time with God. We need to keep praying for each other. We need to pray for this world, man. It is wild out there. People are doing some really bad things to each other. And we know according to the scriptures, it's not going to get a whole lot better. And we need opportunity to share what we have with them and try to drag them out of this world before it's too late. It's heartbreaking. I mean, you can't hardly watch it, and you can't hardly listen to it. I try to watch it just long enough to highlight what's going on in the world, and that's about all I can take. I mean, if you put yourself in those families' places that these things happen to, I just don't know how I'd react to that. It's just unbelievable, the sorrow that they must feel. And if they don't have God in their life, I mean, really have all of God in their life, how did they even handle that stuff? I mean, it's unbelievable, man. But pray for our brothers and sisters that are traveling or are going to be traveling. They'll be back with us probably next week. There's a lot can happen to you out there in this world. Not only airplane rides, car rides, but just road rage and a few other things that are going on out there. So pray for them. Pray for new souls that God would open the doors. Go ahead of us and prepare these hearts so when we go out and about, we get that Holy Ghost boldness and step out and tell them, hey, there's more to life than what you know about. You need to check this out. You need to check out the book of Acts, the first two chapters in the book of Acts. That's the salvation plan for every human being that ever lived on this side of the cross after Jesus' death. And they need the opportunity that we had. Amen. Talked a little bit the other night about that Search for Truth Bible study and some of the things that came out of it. And one of the things that really touched my heart was the desire that you have to know God, to know more of God, not just to know him, but to know more of him and more of him and more of him. And that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And, you know, since I got set in here as assistant pastor, I've just tried to do it every week. It says, feed my sheep, and I've tried to study and pray and fast so I would come up with a message that for, not only for me, but for God's people. And I can't even really put it all into words what I felt at the Bible study when that came out about desire to know more about God. But it was just like, See, God's always working. He's always working with us, whether we realize it or not at the time. And all of a sudden, bang, you see what he's been doing in the last 6 months or a year or 2 years, whatever. And I just saw that the other night, that it wasn't really so much about the day, it was more about the ending. And it just, really, the Holy Ghost really moved on me. That, like, this is, I'm working with you. I'm working with my people, and we got a work to do here, and we got to grow, and God's got great things for us to do. He really does, because of what we've been taught and what we know. So, that being said, this message is kind of along that line about God's not a respecter of persons. That, you know, if you think you only have one gift, or even if you've been praying about something for a long time and it hasn't happened, don't get discouraged, because God's time clock is not our time clock. If you got a job and the work that God wants you to do, and it might be us, and we're not in the place that he wants to use us, that's possible, very possible. So maybe we'll see some of these things in this teaching tonight. I sure did myself when I was studying for it. That's another thing in one of my notes there, I just saw. You can have these abilities and you can have these opportunities, but are you willing to pay the price? Because there's a price to pay. You have to put God first. That's the number one thing in all of this, is put God first. No matter what goes on in your life, God has to be first. And if he's not, he cannot do with us what he wants to do until we get to that place. And your natural is never satisfied. I don't care what you have, where you go, what you do. I'm an older person now, and I've got things, okay? I don't need anything, really. I mean, the things that took 75 years to get, I mean, it's a blessing, and I appreciate that part, but it's not a focus of mine. It just, you know, like, it says everything's vanity. It really is. When you get to the other side of a lot of this stuff, you look back and it wasn't that big of a deal. God is the only big deal in our life. That's the only thing that lasts. That's the only thing that brings peace and joy. And we look all over the place. This is even after we got the Holy Ghost. We start looking around for something more. And nothing will ever fill that first love. There's nothing that'll fill that. And God allows us to go there and do that and find out that this, I called you out of that. This is where it's at. He wants to give us the desires of our heart. I didn't even know what they were. I really didn't. And I still don't. There's many things in my life now that I didn't have any idea that I really enjoy in a godly way. I had no idea that I even liked. But the number one desire in my heart was God filled it with the Holy Ghost. That was my desire. I wanted to know God, and I wanted some peace and joy in my life. And he gave that to me. And there's nothing out there that I will allow to take that away from me. But I've been tempted myself. I've took a vacation when it wasn't time. I've done this when it wasn't time. And I can't stand up here and say that I've never had all these problems, because the reason I can teach this stuff is because it's happened to me. But hopefully we learn from our mistakes. Amen. Yeah, there's one note I got here. Jesus is the only thing that can satisfy that longing in your heart. And that's how it is. Let's start out in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, verse 1. That's another thing I was thinking about, is just where do we spend our time and our talents? We can be as close to God. We brought out there, I think last week or two, about a level playing field, that we all have the same opportunity. God is not a respecter of persons. That it's up to us individually, to get our place with God. And not only to get it, but to keep it, stay there. And it takes effort. It takes study. It takes prayer. It takes fasting. It takes dedication to God, doing His works. You do what you can do. Let's start out in verse 1. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, and come ye to the waters. And he that has no money, come ye. Buy and eat. You come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and labor for that which satisfieth not? That's what we were just talking about. We do all this stuff, but it does not satisfy. God's the only thing that satisfies, that Holy Spirit. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and you make an everlasting covenant with you, even as the sure mercies of David. That's what God wants for His people. He wants us to be close to us. He loves us. He wants that close relationship with us. In everything we do. Verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we already know that the natural can't even understand the things of God. That's why we need to stay spiritual, stay in the Spirit, stay prayed up, stay, study His Word. There's no end to the depths of God's Word if you'll just stay in there. For as the rain cometh down from the snow from heaven, returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Now we know that God uses this natural example right here, and all through His Word, for us to explain the spiritual part of our life. And He talks about when that rain comes down, it produces fruit. When His Word goes out, it produces fruit. But it's us to us to deliver that Word in deed and action. Our life should reflect what this Bible says. Amen. Verse 12, for you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you, into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Now, I've seen this in prayer myself. I've walked through that valley, and I've seen everything move. And it's a beautiful place to be, boy. I mean, I've been there more than once, too. And I'm not unique. We can all have these experiences, man. You just have to give God everything you got. You can't outgive God. There's no way you can outgive Him. Of your time, your money, your love, anything. You cannot outgive God. I got to read that again. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut out. We are God's glory. That's what that, when we live a holy life under any circumstance, that brings God glory. We're here for two different things. To bring Him glory by the way we live and to win souls. That's all we're here for. So all this other stuff that gets tangled up in our lives has nothing to do with the Word of God. But being in the natural, God does let us have our fun when it's time. But you can't take away from God and still have this kind of a feeling between you and God. It just won't happen. Amen? Let's go to Romans, the second chapter, verse 11. Just one scripture. I just wanted to bring this out. Make sure you got your Bibles out and you're following along with this, or your phones, whatever it takes, so you can see what God's Word has to say about this, not just what's coming out behind the pulpit, but what does God's Word say about this stuff? Second chapter of Romans, just verse 11. For there is no respecter of persons with God. Now that's right in the Word of God, so that doesn't mean if you got only one talent, that's as far as you can go. We'll get into that here in a little bit about talents and things that God requires of His people. But we have to have that desire to be more for God. We have to have that desire to be willing to go the extra mile. God can't move. He can't do what He wants to do if we won't help Him. So, let's go to Matthew, the fifth chapter, and that's just one verse there too. Matthew, the fifth chapter, verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Have you ever been really, really hungry or really, really thirsty, especially thirsty? You'll do anything to get a drink of water. I mean anything. I don't know. I don't want to show hands or nothing, but I've been there. I've been in the hospital when they wouldn't let you chew on a few chips of ice for days, till they got things straightened around. And I tell you what, if you could at that moment, you would jump out of that bed and go find an ice machine or something. You would do whatever it takes. And somebody just gives you a little dip of water once in a while to keep your mouth a little bit moist. That's how we need to be towards the Word of God. And we gotta be, if you've ever been really, really hungry, it's the same thing. This natural body does not like to be hungry and it doesn't like to be thirsty. But neither does your spiritual body. And that spiritual made the natural. So if nothing gets fed at all, we need to feed it spiritual. Amen? Amen? That's the way it is. I mean, this is bare bones here. This is black and white. Let's go over here to Matthew, the 25th chapter. This was pretty enlightening to me when I was reading this here. Heard it, seen it, been taught a million times, but it showed me that there's no limitations on you and God. I don't care who you are. If you think there's only one little thing you can do, you do that one little thing the best you can do, he'll give you two little things to do. Amen? I mean, that's the word of God. We're going to read it here in a minute. And I got thinking about that, you know. Just, do we come up short because we don't know, or do we come up short because we're not willing to pay the price? We'll find out right now, because after we read this, then we're going to be accountable. 25th chapter of Matthew, and we'll start out in verse 14. Jesus here speaking. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man dwelling in a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he had received the 5 talents, went out and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents, so he doubled them. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained 2. Double them again. Verse 18, but he that had received 1 went out and digged in the earth and hid the Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with him. He just checked with him. And so he that received 5 talents came and brought about 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. We all want to be called that. Amen. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Okay, we're going to this one now. Verse 22, he also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of my Lord. Man, we all want that to be said of us. Amen. Then, here's the punchline. Then he which has received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou sowest not, and gatherest where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, thou hast that in thine. And his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I soweth not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own usury. I want to stop here for a second. This guy says he knew that you're a hard man, so he hid his money. This guy didn't have any fear. If he knew he was a hard man, he'd have done everything he could do to keep him happy. That's how it really is. This guy's a con man. He's just trying to get the heat off him because he's slothful. He didn't do what he was supposed to do, and he knows it. But he tried to put it back on the boss. We'll put it that way, the boss. That, you know, I knew you were a rough guy. I didn't want to lose what you had. If he'd have put it in the bank, at least he'd have got some interest on it. He didn't even do that. And then he said he was afraid of him. He wasn't afraid, or he'd have done something about it. Now, we've all been around people like that, probably. I can think of myself being a little bit on the slippery side myself before I got the Holy Ghost. But that's the cool thing about God. You can change. If you have these kind of things in your life, you can change them. That's the cool thing. This is shown to us not only so we won't be this way or do these things, but also that if these things were in your life, you can change them. That God is there to forgive you. But there's also recompense if you don't. Verse 28, take therefore that talent from him and give it unto them which have 10 talents. See, you don't lay your crown down. You lay that crown down and there's somebody right there to pick it up. That Holy Ghost is your crown. Verse 29, for unto everyone that has shall be given and he shall have abundance, but from him that has not shall be taken away, even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Nobody wants to go there, but we are accountable. We're accountable for our talents and what God's given us to use for him. Where am I out of here? I was talking about, that's in my notes, but about the talents. I want to talk a little bit about that. We got these talents and stuff, that God gifts and talents that God's given us. Is the world getting all of that, and God just gets what's left over? Or are we giving God 100% of our talents, and the world gets to share in it? Because God's the one that needs to reap the glory for this stuff. If you give 99% of your time to the world and you give a little bit to God, what does that say? I mean, how do you think? That's just almost like that leper that don't come back and tell Jesus, thank you for healing me. The world should not be receiving the gifts and the talents that God has given you. They should be receiving more of that than he does. Amen? He's given us some things. We go out in the world and we work. God quickens our mind. We wind up being superstars sometimes on jobs. It's because God blesses our work and quickens our mind. And he also puts favor in people's eyes. And the things I just said there are all scripture. But God has to be first. He has to get the glory for it. I mean, have you ever told anybody that told you were really doing something good or something well? You know, God gives the talents, or God bless my work. Have you ever said anything like that to anybody? Because that opens doors. When you say that kind of thing, people don't know them. They don't even really think about that kind of stuff, mostly. But when you make a statement like that, or make it a point to give God the glory for something in your work area, somehow that gives back to God. Because he says, my word doesn't go out void, and that is a part of his word. Talking about what he does for you. Amen. Let's go to Galatians, the 6th chapter. Let's start out in Galatians, the 6th chapter. Let's start out in verse 4. And this is what we were talking about a little earlier, about having your peace and joy between you and God, not comparing yourself with other people or situations, but just between you and God. When you have that feeling, and he gives it to every one of us, when we're where we're supposed to be with him, we have that peace and joy and that comfort between us in him, that, hey, I'm doing a good job. You don't have to say that, but you feel that in God, that he's happy with you. And when he's happy with you, it doesn't make any difference what anybody else thinks about you. You know you're doing what God wants you to do. And usually, you wind up, your life gets blessed too, besides. I mean, everybody around you gets blessed sometimes. Verse 4, But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. But every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. That's us. That's what we want. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. If we endure unto the end, there's scriptures all over this word of God about enduring to the end. Verse 10, as have we therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith. You know that little saying, charity begins at home? If your brother's hurting and this guy's hurting, who do you take care of first? You take care of your family first, and then you take care of that one. And I'm not talking about somebody's doing pretty good and this guy's really in bad shape. I'm talking about a level playing field. When two different people are hurting, who do you take care of? You do this one here because you think everybody's going to give you accolades because you helped this guy out, or do you help a brother or sister out first, and then what's left over you give to this other one? That's what the Word of God teaches right here. To take care, especially your brothers and sisters in God. That's just something to remember. Some of these things I don't really think about till I start studying, and then they just pop out. So I figure when they pop out, I gotta relay them to God's people. Amen. Let's go to Jude. Jude here is just warning God's people about what they expect, that the things that they've already heard and been taught. He's just refreshing their memory about the things that they've already learned, but the things that are there that are soon to come to them people. Jude, verse 17. But beloved, remember the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that he told you should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own lust, their ungodly lust. Now we know we're living in this time frame right here. The things that are going on in this world are like Sodom and Gomorrah. They're just like the days of Noah. And he says about this time frame in history, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. So we're getting right there at the doorway. Verse 19. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But you, beloved, building up yourself, stay strong on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Make sure you got that first love and keep that first love. Pamper that. Do whatever it takes to stay close to God. You're going to need all we can get. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And if we're not strong, we're not going to stand. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some having compassion, making a difference. And others save with fear. You have to talk to people about what's in this Bible, not about what you think they want to hear. If God opens these doors up, you gotta be spiritual enough to feel that out. When to put the fear out there and when to just put the love out there. But God is a God of love and fear. He's got two sides of him. Love on those who would obey his word, and fear comes if you don't. Because this God that spoke this stuff into existence, everything you see, feel, and hear is alive and well. The one that used to destroy stuff just instantly, just because he doesn't do it now, he's not dead. This is a grace period. And he's true. It's up to us to try to drag everybody we can drag out of this thing before the end comes. Amen. Just for a second, do you really realize how important this is? This is important. This is the most important thing we'll ever do in our life, in this life, is to win souls out of this thing. Because this is not a fairy tale. This is going to happen. And it's up to us. We have the responsibility to save these souls. If they won't listen, that's different. But we got to do all we can do to give them this message. Give them a chance. Give them hope. And, you know, a human nature, I got mine and everything's good. Just sit back and relax. And I don't want to shake the bushes too much. We need to get out of our comfort zone if we're in one. And reach out to these people, everybody and anybody. It doesn't make any difference. The least person you think that would want to come to church is probably the one that will. You just never know what's in somebody's heart. We have no idea. But if we don't try, we'll never find out either. I'm going to read verse 21 again. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy. We all need all of that we can get of our Lord Jesus Christ into eternal life. We're going to need that mercy to get there, to be able to spend eternity with him. And if some have a compassion, making a difference. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. See, it tells you right there. Hating even the garment spotted by the flesh, by the natural. It's anything that puts a spot on a person that he can't make it. Because sin can't enter into that new city. We have to be as white as snow, or we're not going. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you flawless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God of our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Praise God. He gives us not only warnings, but the way he loves us. I mean, the more I look at his word, everything in here is out of love and compassion. Even the chastisement is for love and compassion. He wants us to spend eternity with him. And he wants us to get every soul we can get on the way out. Amen? I'm going to finish this up in Revelations. I'd like to go to Revelations. Pretty regular. Because it's comforting to me, and it puts joy in my heart to know that this is not going to last forever. And when I'm out of here, I'm going to know where I'm going. It's very uplifting to me. His promises are. Amen. If you never look in here, you don't see it. I mean, you get caught up in this world and it reminds me of I've been around horses and mules and stuff like that out in the farm where they just chugging along. And that's what they do every day. And we get in that same mode. We get into that comfort mode. Just get up in the morning, go to work. And pretty soon God's on the back burner. And we have to make a conscious effort to stay close to God. Amen? I mean, it's the way it is. Let's go to Revelation, the 21st chapter. Think about every word of this thing when I read this too. I don't get tired of reading these scriptures. I don't get tired of reading these kind of here either, especially. Because this is where we want to go. This is our life. Amen? Amen? I mean, everybody's expecting to go there, right? Okay. You want to go there, right? Okay. I mean, this is not easy down here. I mean, this is not easy trying to live a holy life in a wicked world. A lot of stuff goes on. Like we read last week, you get all these promises with persecution. It's part of it. You're going to suffer and have persecution. You're going to have it to reign with him. Revelation 21st chapter, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw that holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of that heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Boy, just think about that. Because this is not a Walt Disney book. This is the real stuff here. Verse 4, And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death and no more sorrow, no more crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Now you just think of what a beautiful thing that is right there. Just think about your own lives. Think about your loved ones. Think about your friends that are hurting, that are sick, crippled up, lost family members, just all the different things that happen in this natural life. That's going to be no more. Now, isn't it worth the battle? Isn't it worth making the effort to stay close to God so you can have this for the rest of your eternity, which we can't even comprehend? Isn't it? Amen? That should be a amen to raise the roof up here. Verse 5, And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these things, words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst. Here we go with that thirst again. Of the fountain of the water of life freely. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I'll be his God, and he shall be my son or daughter. How could you ask for more than that from God? Just be able to spend eternity with him, and he'll give you a life like this here we just read. No more tears, no more sorrows. We owe God all we can give him, and some. Amen. Let's go out this week and give God our best shot. And just make it a point. We're just about to the end of the year. We got one more month, and then we go into a new year. Start preparing for, in your mind, what you want to be and what you want to do for God. Look and see what the things you've overcome this year. I mean, there's a negative and a positive about all this stuff. We've got to be gaining ground. And if we haven't gained as much as we want, put it behind you. You can't do anything about yesterday, but we can sure do something about tomorrow. Amen? Well, I love you all. Have a good afternoon, a great week. And let's practice what we preach, okay? Amen?
To come to this altar tonight and seek God and let him work his perfect will in your life and his glory. What a wonderful opportunity we have with God to reach to him, to connect with him, to stay close to him. Won't you find that place here tonight? Reach to God for all your needs. He's here to satisfy, to fill you with his spirit, full and overflowing. Won't you reach to him tonight? We invite you to come to this altar, find a place to pray. This altar's open.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. After thy will, why? have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yield it and still. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yield it and still. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yield it and still. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yield it and still. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yield it and still. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yield it and still. Have thine own will, Lord. Have thine own will. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yield it and still. Thank you. Oh, hail King Jesus. Oh, hail Emmanuel. King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star.
I'm going to praise.